Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for creative entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now.
Okay, you guys, as we wrap up this very personal series, the last topic that I want to discuss is the anxiety and fear behind working with someone that you don't really know, or because, you know, you're scared. So you're saying, I'm scared. What makes you able to help me? Like, why you of everyone else, Samantha, why could you help me? And, you know, you guys have gotten to know me pretty intimately over the past 3 weeks about why I chose creatives, who I am, everything like that. So I want to just kind of dive deeper into a little bit of my course. So first of all, as I said in the last episode, my faith guides a lot of my business. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, and God is my Lord and Savior, and He guides me in almost everything that I do. My core principle in saying that is kindness, empathy, and caring, because that's how I feel the Lord would treat others, is with kindness, empathy, and caring, and like genuine caring, not just someone who says, okay, you know, I'm there for you. I really am there for you. And I really am there for my clients as a whole, because it's very important to me that they know I'm there, that I am there, that I help support them, that I can really give them the guidance that they need. So if you're scared and you have any sort of anxiety, today I want to kind of like wipe that slate clean. There's a couple things I want to address, including, you know, that anxiety, but let's kind of dive into it and talk about it. When you have anxiety with money, it usually stems from a lot of things. Maybe you've been bad with money in the past. Maybe you have just had bad experiences with a bookkeeper. Maybe your bookkeeper has ghosted you. Maybe you've just had a whole bunch of things go wrong. Or maybe you just have a fear of trusting someone with money because it's so intimate and personal. And trust me, I get that. I get that your business and everything like that is very intimate and personal, and that there's a lot of stuff that is very intimate and personal when it comes to our businesses. But one of the things I always tell my clients is that I am here to help you. I'm not here to try and steal money and stuff like that. And most of the times when we get access to these systems, we get access to your bank accounts, we get access to your credit cards, we get access to your accounting software, whatever it is, it's very limited access. Like, for example, with my clients' bank accounts, I always tell them I need view-only access. So that allows me to pull statements. That allows you to see what the activity is in your bank account. I cannot transact. Even in QuickBooks, I can't like pull money out of your account. Unless, of course, you are like invoicing people through QuickBooks, in which case I have the potential to do that. But I've never done that to anybody because, I mean, again, I'm an honest person. That's just not something and I know there are people out there like that. I know there's people out there like that. So that's not something to like joke about. But in my books, being 100% honest, being someone who is open about all that is very important. You want people to know that you are taking care of them, taking care of their books, taking care of their systems, and that you're also like there for them. And like, I take client security very seriously as well. Like, all my passwords are in a password manager that is locked with a very secure password that I had to take months to memorize because, you know, in order to make sure that I could understand my password, I had to make it complicated. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of different softwares and things like that that I use for my clients, and I make sure they're all very secure. They have that bank level security that I need to, you know, keep client data in and make sure that it's not being stolen. And I also invested in cybersecurity insurance because I wanted to make sure that if I did get hacked, you know, there was a way to make sure that we were protected. There's just a bunch of stuff that I've done as a business owner to make my clients feel comfortable in that sense, in the like security sense. There's also an emotional side where it's like, what if I don't want to hand over this person my financials because they might shame me, or they might say, you're not doing that great, or some of that. And you know what? There are times where I've gone into clients' books and been like, oh my goodness, this is so crazy. Like, what a mess this is. But I've never gone to someone and said to them, like, why we're doing terrible. Do I say, you know, it's a mess, but we're going to fix it? Yes. Do I be honest with them? Yes. But I do it in the kindest way possible. And I say, hey, like right now, things are a little bit crazy, but we're going to get there. We're going to work on it together. We're going to work on it as a team. I just need, like, you know, your help to figure out a few things, and then we can go from there. One of the most important things I always tell my clients as well is that bookkeeping is looking at the past. So when I'm cleaning up your books or when I'm looking at the past, it's the past, right? It's already happened. So it's not something to be ashamed of. Like, it's something that's already gone. We are going to focus on fixing the future. How can we make your numbers look better? Because it, not only am I a bookkeeper, I'm a professional CFO. And even though, you know, you might only be working with me for bookkeeping, I use some of those CFO tactics to kind of help even my, like, lowest tier clients to be able to better their numbers so that we could get them to where they need to be. Because that's important, right? And the anxiety and the fear is there, and it's very real. And I want to acknowledge that. It's not something fake. It's not something that is not valid. It's a very real fear, because people coming into your business from outside of it is scary. There are so many different people out there, and I'm just going to be honest, there's so many different people out there who have gone through, I don't even know, maybe they've just done QuickBooks once and they're like, I'm a bookkeeper, but they don't know enough about the background. And I'm not trying to, you know, bash anybody or say anybody's business is bad, but there are a lot of people out there who just start a business because they think it's easy and not necessarily because they have it in mind to help people, or they do it just for the money, or whatever that is. Again, that's not me saying, trying to bash anybody or anything like that, but there is an honest factor out there that there are people out there who are not as concerned about the clients and are more concerned about getting the money, or just concerned about getting as many people as possible and getting reviews or whatever it is. For me, the most important thing is making sure, one, that you feel supported, two, that you feel like heard and seen based on what I'm seeing in your books, and three, that we can get you to where you need to be. You know, my clients, there's open lines of communication. I always tell them that with every package, it's unlimited email communication. You know, we can even voice note in Google Chat. Like, one of my clients, we chat Google Chat almost every single day. So we talk about her finances a lot, and we kind of like help her feel comfortable in her finances. That's so important, is being able to feel comfortable, you know, fully acknowledge that someone is there and looking out for you. And there's power in that, right? Because there's a lot of people who, again, don't care enough about their clients or don't get in touch enough with their clients. I've had many people come to me and say they've never heard from their bookkeeper at all, or they hear from them once a month or whatever it is. Now, one of the things that I'm also, like, you know, if you're saying, why you, Samantha, why you, is that I'm very passionate about education. I think this podcast is an example of that, for sure. I'm very passionate about providing financial education. I feel that financial education, especially in business, especially, you know, for women in business, especially just in business in general, is very limited. There's not a lot of information on cash flow. There's not a lot of information on a lot of things. And there was a statistic that recently came out. I can't remember who posted it. Someone sent me an information about, people were saying, like, the factor of their success, out of, I think it was 100%, only 14% of people said that they actually factor profit as the success of their business. Which profit, as I've told you many times over these past episodes, is the number you should be looking at, not your revenue. But people don't know that. And education on finances is so limited, and it needs to be talked about more. This is why I'm so passionate about what I do, why I'm so passionate about helping people. So if you're asking why me, another reason is because I'm so passionate. Like, I'm never going to leave you in the lurch. If something you're curious about, I'm more than happy to show you. Now, am I going to give you a step-by-step on how to do my job? Probably not, because, you know, what I do, yes, I can help you learn how to categorize, but I can't really teach you, like, the theory behind everything, right? Because it's taken years of practice, and there's a lot of people who don't understand that there is a lot more that than just goes into going into QuickBooks and categorizing your transactions. You know, as a bookkeeper, yes, that is the there's a core of going in and categorizing transactions and reconciling. But there's also analyzing reports and being able to actually give you factual information and data on those reports and being able to say, here's what we could be doing better next month, or, you know, get your reports and saying, hey, you spent 30% of your revenue last month on coffee. And I've talked about that before. And hey, again, if you're a solo business owner or you have like a couple employees and 30% of coffee last month is something that brings you joy, then good for you. Like, that's what I want for you. I want you to have a business that brings you joy. You know, thinking of Marie Kondo, I want it to spark joy for you. So the most important thing for me and like why you should work with me, you know, is I'm going to try and ease that anxiety by being as friendly as possible, by being your biggest cheerleader, by being someone who is there to educate you, to help you understand your numbers, to help you grow your business in the most meaningful ways possible. Because for me, I want to see your success, and I want to see your success not just as a client, but as someone who wants you to succeed. And even if that success is not with me, even if it's with someone else, I want that for you. Because what's most important to me as a business owner is seeing you thrive. So again, if that person is not me, that's totally fine. But I am someone who wants what's best for you. I hope you guys have enjoyed, you know, getting to know me over these past few weeks and really getting to be involved with me. I appreciate so much if you did choose to listen to these 4 weeks. I know it's been a lot of really personal and up close stuff. And I just thank you so much for spending time with me and listening to my voice and really getting to know me. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe. And if you want to suggest a topic, please feel free to. I'm always open to topics. I appreciate you guys so, so much. I wish you the best week ever. We'll see you next week for our first episode in our case studies. Farewell, fellow travelers.